Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Yes, it's Ask the Expert this Wednesday afternoon, and Peter McElroy from myukpension.ie is with me in studio today. Because Peter, you were here with us briefly last week, but we actually had a huge response to this in terms of the number of questions and advice that people were looking for and seeking. So you're with us to answer listener questions today, but you might just briefly recap and explain who qualifies for the UK pension.
Of course, Andrea, thanks very much for the invite again. Much appreciated. So what we're talking about here is the state pension as opposed to private pensions. And in terms of what's on offer, this very much is a one-in-a-lifetime opportunity whereby people who have worked in the UK, normally you'd have to have 3 years on your National Insurance Contribution or NICS record, and that would entitle you to buy up to 18 years in one go right now and going forward future years. And obviously that in turn turns into a state pension. A bit like ourselves, our own PRSI record. The more you have, the more you get when you retire.
Why is it significant now? Because there is a timeline on this.
Absolutely. So the window of this actually was extended. It was up to July of 23, and they've extended it to the beginning of April 2025. So you have to get your application in for this full amount. Otherwise, you can only buy a handful of years.
About 4 months, really, is it?
Yeah, and it goes by quickly with the process.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Okay, lots of questions. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. Can you tell me, if you're not working in Ireland, can you still buy back the stamps to qualify for a UK pension? I'm currently on a widow's pension.
Very actually appropriate question for a lot of people, I would say, that applies to, because if you've worked in the UK, and there are two ways into this, either one, you've worked where you have at any point in over the decades that you've 3 years National Insurance contributions or more, that's one option, or where you may have less than 3 years, but you've lived continuously or consecutively for 3 years in the UK, that will allow you to buy back years. Now, the rate at which you can buy them back, and that's relevant to this question, if you are come back to Ireland, for example, and you take up pensionable or PRSI employment, then you should hopefully be able to buy them at the lower rate. But if not, and there are a couple of permutations in this particular question that I won't get into too much detail, but you should be able to buy them if you satisfy the 3 years NICS or more.
Okay. This listener is 40. They spent 10 years in the UK, and they're wondering, are they eligible, Peter, in 25 years' time?
Yes, so effectively, this one is, you do have to go through the process. And again, at the risk of repeating myself, sorry, I'm going to apply for a lot of questions here. But if you've paid National Insurance contributions for more than 3 years, or if slightly less, but have lived in the UK, then yes, you should be able to buy these years that are available. And then in terms of the rate, that we would have to see through our process with a client if we were working for them.
Okay. I worked in the UK for roughly a decade as a freelance and staff contractor. I finished in 2021. I think I have previous pensions with various different companies. Have you any idea how I can find that out and tell me what I can claim?
A very pertinent question again, because you'd have people who would have worked in the UK, may be eligible for a UK state pension, but also would have contributed to a private or a personal, if they're self-employed, or an occupational pension, perhaps through their employer. And I think what this question, by the sounds of it, relates to is more the personal pensions. That said, though, if they've worked for 10 years, and assuming, once again, they've paid National Insurance contributions through their employment, I would absolutely encourage them
to go through the process.
Well, we have a process, obviously, and certainly they can get in touch with us and we'll help them along that way. Otherwise, you can access on the internet, you can look up gov.uk and just type in, how do I find my NICS record?
It's the NICS, N-I-X.
Yeah, N-I-X. Well, you'd probably put in National Insurance contributions.
Okay, that's
sorry, NICS abbreviate, apologies.
Yeah, my husband died. I worked in Northern Ireland for over... my husband died and he had worked in Northern Ireland for over 30 years. Would I now, as his wife, be entitled to a pension? I didn't work in the UK.
Okay, so I think what's important on this one is whether he was in receipt of the state pension or not. If he was in receipt of it, then it would definitely be worth getting in touch with the International Pension Centre. And my understanding is you may be able to receive up to as much as 60% if he was in receipt of it, though.
Mm. So she'd need to find that out.
Yeah. So it's not really about her as much as his pension, whether it was being drawn down.
Yeah. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. This texter has a British passport. They've never worked in the UK, though, and they're wondering, are they entitled to any type of state pension?
No, unfortunately, the passport element of that is not relevant. It's again the 3 years nicks, or if less, you've lived there consecutively.
Okay, so no such luck for you.
Don't think so.
This listener worked as a teacher for 2 years in the UK. Any point in following up?
Well, again, it costs nothing to make contact with the HMRC and the Pension Centre. If it transpires again that their NICS record is less than 3 years, then the likelihood is that they won't be eligible to buy the back years, these 18 years or going forward. But hey, worth a try.
Worth a try. How can I get my Northern Ireland number as I don't have any old wage slips?
I presume they mean their national insurance number.
Yeah.
So again, there is a process, gov.uk, and literally type in find my national insurance number. And there are a couple of ways you can try calling the pension centre. Very difficult. Or there's paperwork that we often do for people as well.
Okay, so they can fill it out themselves online if they wanted to themselves.
Yep.
Okay, good stuff. This listener worked for a UK company for about 12 months. They're wondering, are they entitled to anything? They did pay tax in the UK for that year.
Like the previous query, two queries back about, you know, less than 3 years. My suspicion is very unlikely, again, if they're less than the 3 years. Or else, if they happen to work for 12 months, but maybe it's a long shot, but if they happen to live continuously for 3 years or more, that would get them through the door as well.
Okay, that might qualify them.
Yeah.
Now, this listener is wondering, if you are in receipt of the UK pension or now find out that you're entitled to it, will it have any effect on your Irish pension or a private pension here?
The simple answer is no, they're independent. Obviously, any source of income, if you're resident in Ireland, then it's subject to PAYE in Ireland, and so it's not tax-free. But it doesn't cannibalise or jeopardise either your private or your Irish state pension.
Okay.
No.
Now, this texter's wife is Scottish, worked in Scotland for 8 years, then moved to Ireland in 2005. She's been fully employed in Ireland since then. Is she designated class 2 or 3 for buying back pension contributions?
Again, a really good question, because, again, that question will apply to an awful lot of people. One of the things that determines whether you can hopefully, and by the way, we should just say what's the difference. Class 2 is this cheaper rate where you're talking about each year of a buyback year for your state pension is in the region of £165 to £170 only, whereas a Class 3 rate starts at £824. Still worthwhile, but a longer payback period. Now, in terms of whether she or anybody else would be Class 2 or 3, one of the tripwires can be, if you worked up until the time you left the UK, then that is a very strong argument for getting class 2. However, imagine you were in the UK, worked for a few years, and then for some reason, family reasons or otherwise, you stopped working, then you may have to pay class 3.
Okay. This listener has 23 years NICS, but wary of buying the remaining years as they're worried about being means tested in the future. Any advice?
Well, I'm not sure what their means testing, if that's referring to something, some other perhaps benefit that they're receiving in Ireland.
Would it affect that? Yeah, maybe.
Well, I'm only reading into that. I mean, there's the means testing bit doesn't relate or come into whether you're eligible or not to buy additional years. So again, if they'd like to get in touch with us, we'd be happy to have a chat with them and sort that out for
Okay. Me. This listener started the process that you're speaking about. I'm wondering, though, if you can advise me what's the best way to transfer the exact amount shortfall in sterling to the HMRC so they receive the correct amount in sterling?
That is a really pertinent question as well. Actually, great questions, because, in fact, your reference is very, very important. So again, if they want to get in touch with us, we'll help them with that. But in short, the reference has to include your national insurance number.
I'm sorry, is this the reference they can fill out themselves online?
Yeah, so this is part, apologies, sorry. This is when they're making the transfer. So let's say he or she's worked out the amount that they're going to pay to HMRC to buy back whatever many years they're eligible to buy back. And they have to put a reference. And this is really important, because what you don't want is a payment going into the HMRC ether, right, and not being found. So on the reference, you put your, and again, happy for them to get in touch and we'll confirm.
But it's just if they're assuming they're doing it themselves, what would
National insurance number, followed by IC for international caseworker, and then your surname and your initial of your first name. Now, some banks only give you 18 characters, and if you're over that, like my name, you have to truncate your surname. So your national insurance number, the letters I and C, your surname, and your first initial of your first name.
Okay, so that's good to know.
Yeah.
This listener worked in the UK for 7 years in the Irish Embassy. They're wondering, will this entitle them to a UK pension, or is it considered working in Ireland?
Depends how they pay tax. if, for example, they were paid out of Ireland and you know, no national insurance contributions in the UK, that may be an issue, all right. Or if, for example, coming back to that other case of if they happen to have done something else, like some maybe other employment, even if it was a year or 2 years, but lived for more than 3 years in the UK, they might have an angle there, but it depends how they were their PAYE okay. on their.
And just finally, income. Peter, I applied for stamps. It says I can buy class 2 or 3. Which will I buy?
Oh, well, it's very unusual that you'd be given the option, but class 2 are, like I said, 165, 170. You would rip their arm off if you could buy them a class 2. So it'd be very unusual that you have the option. So again, if they want
maybe
to get in touch.
Maybe check
yeah,
them out
that's very usually right. they dictate what you can buy them at.
Good stuff. Peter McElroy, myukpension.ie. Peter, thanks a million for joining us here on Lunchtime Live.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.